Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We march into our 689th episode of Neon Jazz with New York-based jazz bassist and composer Joe Martin with the 2001 tune Manhattanville off his CD called Passage. He was born in Kansas City back in 1970 and grew up in a music-rich home in Pella, Iowa. His dad was a clarinetist and his mom was a violinist. The music was everywhere. He moved to New York City in 1994, and his recording debut as a leader that we just heard a cutoff of was a quartet that included tenor saxophonist Mark Turner, pianist Kevin Hayes, and drummer Jorge Rossi. He has gone on to quite a career in the business and visiting many live stages around the globe. We caught up with Joe as the COVID-19 world really took hold last summer of 2020, and he opened up about the toughest part of new life in America.
But I think the hardest thing for all of us as musicians and artists is, you know, when will this end? When can you descend back into the basement clubs, the small venues all over the world, in the cities and all over the world, and play this music live? Because it needs to be played live. It's a social music, and it's pretty rough when our the places that we normally work are not available to us.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has a lot of clout with cats that are born here, like Joe Martin, Bob Brookmeyer, and Charlie Bird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here in 2021, giving you the jazz that keeps on swinging. One of the very early influences on Joe was the master clarinetist, saxophonist, singer, and big band leader Woody Herman. And as we get into the classic Northwest Passage, listen to Joe explain.
Middle schooler and even early high school, I think the first bands we saw were things that would come through this through Iowa. So I saw the Woody Herman Band a couple times. I saw the Buddy Rich Band a couple of times. Those were kind of early things.
My name's Michael Thomas. I'm a saxophonist and composer in New York. We're talking today about my new album, Event Horizon. We hope you check it out. Just a reminder, you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the New York City-based Grammy Award-winning saxophonist and composer Michael Thomas with the title track off his 2020 CD, Event Horizon. These days, his work as a composer and arranger is in high demand as a teacher of jazz saxophonists at the Hart School of Music. This new CD represents the many ways technology impacts our lives on a daily basis. Over the years, he has had quite a few masters that he's joined on stage, and during a recent interview with the show, he talked about their lasting impact on him.
If I had to pick one thing that really stands out about a lot of the people that I've worked with, like Miguel Zanon, Brad Meldow, Nicholas Payton, those type of musicians that are the best of the best. They're always so focused. Even when they're taking a moment to relax and just hang, there's still an intensity to what they do. I think I've learned a lot from.
One of those big moments early on in Michael's life was seeing jazz trumpeter, composer, and educator Terrence Blanchard live. And as we get into the 1993 tune Perpetuity off the Malcolm X Jazz Suite, listen to Michael explain.
The school had Terrence Blanchard come down with his sextet, and it was right around the time that they had released Bounce. It would have been 2003, probably. But it was the first time that I had heard people play not just, modern jazz per se, but like that specific approach to it, like different meters, different harmonic progressions, things that I hadn't really heard combined in that way before.
Hi, this is alto saxophonist Patrick Cornelius from Brooklyn, New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was alto saxophonist and composer Patrick Cornelius with the title song Maybe Steps off his 2011 CD. Over his 18 years in New York City, he has cultivated a substantial body of work as a composer and bandleader, and he's performed his original music in some of the world's top venues. We caught up with him during the quarantine of 2020 to talk about this time away from live music and a huge shift in the world of jazz and beyond. This is what he had to say.
You know, I'm going to have to be completely honest, and like, since we've been in this quarantine situation, my attention just tends to be like 70% making sure my kids are doing okay, and about 25% making sure that I'm handling my teaching load, and then the other 5% falls upon sort of self-reflection and musical pursuits.
Here's a bit of that little jazz from trumpeter Roy Eldridge next, joined by his orchestra. This is the 1946 tune, All the Cats Join In, the prevailing anthem of a more jubilant time in America as this 2021 show continues.
Hop in that old jalop and head for the malted shop, and all the cats join in. Down goes my last two bits, come up one banana split, and all the cats join in. Drop your jack in that old jukebox, play your favorite disc. When you dance with the Bobby Socks, you dance at your own risk. Rip, everybody swings, yes, yeah, swing, till the rafters ring and all the cats join in.
This is Tarek Hassan, jazz bassist here in Austin, Texas. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I have a new album, Yella, coming out. I hope you can hear it here on Neon Jazz.
That was jazz bassist and improviser Tariq Hassan with the 2022 Yala off the CD with the same name. He is a first-generation American son of an Irish mother and Palestinian father, and all of his original music is a mix of his experiences and influences. Originally from Jacksonville, Florida, he spent the better part of a decade living and working in New Orleans, honing his craft. We spoke with him during the pandemic of 2020, and he had some thoughts on things.
The music industry, right, it has changed so much, and, you know, right now, musicians are trying to think about a way we can make a living. And, you know, there's all these streaming platforms and a lot of great ways you can get to people. But in the end, like, making a living off these streaming platforms is kind of a joke, right? As far as like the royalty system for something, you know, like some of the platforms. But I think it's there. I mean, being in a city like Austin is great because there's a lot of great musicians, and the people in the city really take pride in having live music.
Continuing the tradition of the Blue Note solo releases, he was a part of many of the magnanimous ones in the 1960s, with the likes of Wayne Shorter, Bobby Hutcherson, Freddie Hubbard, and Joe Henderson, just to name a few. But the new year has brought us some taste in new music, and here's the tune Rio from the great Joe Chambers off his latest CD, Samba de Maracatu. Dig it.
This is David Bodie, saxophonist with New Orleans High Society, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Ice cream, you scream,
hey!
We all scream for ice cream, so rock,
rock my baby, rock.
Oh, ice cream, you scream,
hey!
We all scream for ice cream, so rock,
rock my baby, rock.
O-C-O-la, R-C-Cola,
R-C-Cola.
Everybody wants some Coca-Cola. Ice cream, you scream,
hey!
We all scream for ice cream, so rock,
rock my baby, rock.
That was the power outfit known as the New Orleans High Society with the tune Ice Cream off their 2020 self-titled CD. They originally started with a weekly gig in the birthplace of jazz, and as the members of the band got to know each other better, a distinctive interpretation of the New Orleans repertoire began to emerge with the sound of traditional jazz as its base, but with sprinklings of Afro-Cuban gospel and modern trip-hop mixed in. We caught up with the sax and clarinet player in the band, David Bodie, and he praised this nation of art. Have a listen.
And art is an essential part of the human experience, and I think collective experience of art is important. We are social animals and we need each other. And I think that's been made more evident than ever before in a lot of ways.
Our final cut on this hour of jazz comes from the flautist out of Beaumont, Texas, Gerald Beckett, with the 2017 song Swingin' at the Haven off his CD Oblivion. And this is another cat we caught up with during the pandemic, and he had some revealing thoughts on art and jazz. Have a listen.
Music is like nature. No matter what you do, it's you're not going to be able to stop it. And it's going to come back, and people are going to find ways to play with each other.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat with revealing thoughts and quotes himself, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, just remember, I don't pay blackmail.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Keep supporting the arts and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.